Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we are joined by Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Sliding into your usual Wednesday spot with us today with some good news, it sounds like.
Yes. This last Saturday we had club days at West Franklin High School, and we had a great morning with our 4-H'ers working on public speaking communication skills. And I just want to list a few of the highlights. I will go through the results of kids that got grand champion, but just a couple takeaways from the day that I just want to share with everybody. Our Osage ambassadors did a really fun skit. It was a knockoff of Wizard of Oz, but they have revamped it for the 4-H's, and Dorothy had to find the 4-H's to get home to club days, and it was so cute. The kids dressed up and really turned some heads with that skit and realized, hey, this is really kind of fun. People took note. The other thing, we had a club, and they received top purple and will be going on to regionals. We also had each club do a group dance. And I love the judge's comment. They just had a lot of fun with it, Audrey. And just she said that no one looked forced to do it, which sometimes we know our parents force us to do things. But just
it's
had a lot of
fun
with it. And we had council last night with the Anderson County kids and just had a good laugh and some just really fun bonding moments. Get that sense of belonging that you can find with your club. And the other thing I just really want to highlight is we had a little gavel games team made up of second, third, and fourth graders. And they really turned some heads, too. They were all dressed up professionally in suits and blazers, and everybody just kind of took note of them as they walked down the hallway like, oh, who are those kids? They were dressed to impress that day and did a really great job. All three of those are receiving top purple and going on to regionals. So a couple of the individual events, I didn't get around to see all the 4-H'ers, but I heard really good feedback from all our judges. Again, just really impressed with our youth for their ability to get up there at their age and do a public speaking like it's nothing at some of their ages. So Shelby O'Connor from Anderson County will be alternate purple. Hope Proc from Anderson County is our top purple. Then demonstrations. They have to do a talk and actually show the judge how to do something during the talk. So they demonstrate or illustrate a project to the judge. Claire Newman from Osage is top purple. Grady McNally from Osage is alternate purple. From the junior division, Nora Cubitt from Anderson County was top purple. From Franklin County, Evelyn Florey was top purple. And Fox is alternate purple. In the junior division from Osage, Mason Newman is alternate purple. And Grady McNally is top purple. In the historical speeches, so this is a category where the kids memorize a historical speech. They can choose any speech from history. We have Landon Taylor receiving top purple in that category from Franklin. In impromptu, this is where they're given a category and they're given 5 minutes to plan that speech. And then they have to go in and give a 2-minute speech off of the 5-minute prep and category that we've given them. Hank Newton from Anderson County received top purple, and Amelia Barron from Franklin County will receive a top purple. An instrumental solo, that again can be any instrument, guitar, violin. We usually see a ukulele in there. We've seen a harmonica, so any instrument solo. Claire Newman from Osage will receive top purple. A multimedia presentation. This is where you can use technology to give your presentation. We have Aliyah Harold receiving top purple. Oral interpretation. This is like a reading or one like little act skit that you get to prepare. We have Nora Cubitt receiving top purple and Hazel Taylor receiving top purple. Tanis Normile from Franklin County will receive top purple with her piano solo. So we have piano solos. Project talks. We have Braden Gillespie from Anderson County receiving top purple. Jax Dryling from Franklin County receiving top purple. We have Ruby Stuckey from Osage receiving top purple. Claire Newman from Osage receiving top purple. And Leah Wilcoxon from Osage receiving top purple. And then with public speaking, again, this is more a prepared speech related to a specific topic. For our seniors and intermediates, Nora Taylor from Franklin County will receive top purple, and Landon Taylor will receive a top purple as well. And then in the senior division, Amelia Behrens receives a top purple for public speaking. And then the last thing I want to conclude with is our dances. We have three solo dances going on to regionals. Claire Newman from Osage County, Nora Cubitt from Anderson County, and Mason Newman from Osage County. All will get to go on to regional with their dance. Two ballets and one tap dance. They were all really quite beautiful. So we had a really great day Saturday, and congratulations to all the kids, and I'm proud of all of you who got up there and competed on Saturday.
That is an impressive list, and if I know my 4-H'ers, there's a second list of folks who may not have gotten top purple but still did a really great job.
You are right, there was. So we are proud of all the kids and wish them all a great job.
Heck yeah, good job all the way around. Thank you for that update. I was looking forward to hearing what was going to happen. Hey, let's have some results. Tell me how everybody did. And
yes. It
sounds like quite a day. So thanks for bringing that information. Got anything else for us today?
Just, hey, there's a lot going on with spring, different things with projects. So just make sure if you're my 4-H'ers out there that you're reading the newsletter. It's important this time of year that you're paying attention. There's a lot of things starting to come out about summer activities as well. So, yes, call us if you have any questions.
All right. And the number in case anybody does have a question.
785-229-3520.
Very cool. Well, thanks for joining us today, Jessica, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.